The familiar buzz of hair clippers is missing from a well-known Caneo Valley barbershop. The barber's chairs at Joshua's are empty. Owner Joshua Juarez and barber Sergio Salvador are doing some paperwork. The coronavirus crisis has forced the Thousand Oaks barbershop to shut down for a second time, adding to an already tough year for the more than two-decade-old family business.
Extremely hard. We did everything by the book. We followed all the CDC guidelines and everything that the county and city asked of us, required of us to do before reopening after the first shutdown. We operated at a limited capacity, having to stagger our appointments. We are down almost 50% for the month of June.
California's surge in new coronavirus cases prompted the state to roll back a number of reopenings this week. The list includes gyms and fitness centers, places of worship, indoor protests, offices for non-critical infrastructure, personal care services including nail salons, hair salons and barbershops, and malls. In Ventura County, county officials say the new closures will remain in effect until lifted by the state. In Santa Barbara County, county officials say people should expect for them to remain closed until at least August 12th unless there are changes. Ventura and Santa Barbara counties have been on a state watch list for failing to meet all of the state's reopening criteria. Being on the list means that restaurants can only operate on-site dining services if they have outdoor seating. But the spike in coronavirus cases prompted the state to expand that rule statewide this week. For small businesses like Joshua's Barbershop in Thousand Oaks, the new shutdown is hard, but also not entirely unexpected.
We kind of figured that it would. It was too much of a big deal for it to kind of just stop all of a sudden, and it was just going to create more drama. So we've been preparing for all these things, and we're trying to find solutions as we go.
Sergio Salvador is a barber at Joshua's Barbershop.
It's been hard throughout this whole thing. We had to shut down. We've been closed. Trying to keep the shop open alone is one of the biggest things we're dealing with right now. So financially, yes, it hurts.
Barbershop owner Joshua Juarez says they were able to get one of the federal loans, which has helped keep them in business.
Fortunately, yes. And I am very grateful for the help that we have received. We're going to do the best that we can to manage those funds to better provide service and venue that's safe.
But Juarez admits it hasn't been easy. He says when they were allowed to reopen in June after being closed for months, the mask requirements prevented them from doing some of their most popular services.
Not being able to provide beard trims and shaves because of the mask has effectively limited the amount of services that we can provide. Not necessarily the amount, but the types of services, which is what we specialize in here inside the barbershop, you know, beard trims, shaves, aside from just haircuts. Lesser traffic means lesser retail.
He says some of his barbers had to take other work as a result of the crisis. And even when he does reopen, Juarez knows the safety restrictions will limit business.
Because of the guidelines, we have to stagger the amount of people we can see on a day-to-day basis. And even then so, we're limited to the amount of production that we can do here inside the barbershop.
But some of his competitors weren't following the order on Tuesday. A barber at one barbershop down the street on Thousand Oaks Boulevard told KCLU News she was working because her boss, the owner, told her to do it. Another shop down the street was also open. Joshua Juarez says he understands the crisis and he shut down his barbershop and will take whatever safety steps are required to reopen it safely. He says despite the financial hardship, the community's safety comes first.
It is very frustrating, you know. We're all living it. We have to do the best to embrace the unexpected, what we're dealing with. Together as a community, if we stay united and acknowledge that there is a potential for this virus to seriously cause damage to our communities, we can come out together on the other side and hopefully get back to some sort of regular day-to-day life.
In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.